I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a show for you today that I'm pretty excited about. It's not, like, full of stuff, but it's got enough stuff. There you go. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. I've got a bug in here. I hate bugs. Little gnat going, nying, 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 nying. Anyway, we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. This is called a bug in the system. Ba-dum-ba-dum. Okay. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I hit my microphone. I'm just so enthusiastic. Bugs. Anyway, happens every spring / summer. All the little bugs come out and buzz around my face and... Anyway, I know what you're saying. Don't open the door. Sometimes you gotta open the door. You can go to drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, to get into our blog. And let's do just that. Let's get into the blog. Wow, what a way to start the show. I should really start the show over. Sans bug. But I'm not going to. Anyway, first item. Walmart is selling a super cheap streaming stick. Now, by super cheap, we're talking $24.88, which is pretty doggone cheap. But it's not the best streaming stick in the world. But it's their own product from their own company called Own. O-N-N. Own. And it is not 4K, the streaming stick. They have a 4K version that is a little more expensive, but And it's they're perfectly okay. Okay? Not exactly awesome, but okay. Now, I have found, I've been a long-time Roku user. For many, many years. Matter of fact, we have a Roku channel for this very program, the Dr. Bill Show. So go check that out. But at any rate, I have been using the Google Chromecast with Google TV, which comes with a remote. And I must say, I really like it. I do. So I think there are definitely places for an alternative Roku-like or light version. And Roku themselves as a company have been making some moves lately that I am not happy about. They've been giving YouTube a hard time, saying they're going to take their app off their interface. They recently took Streamium off of their out of their official channel store. I happen to like Streamium. I have a review of it a few episodes back. It's still available as a, shall we say, Renegade app that could be installed. But they give you all kinds of warnings about this isn't a legitimate app. Roku, get over yourselves. Just saying. Anyway, there you go. Next item. The North Carolina Capital Area, which is Raleigh-Durham, now has Locast. This is as of June 11th. They have Locast. Now, I'm happy for them. Particularly since the area that they cover covers not only Raleigh and Chapel Hill, but also Rocky Mount and Fayetteville. That whole area there on the North Carolina map is now covered by Locast. They need to come this way. Okay? High Point, Winston-Salem, Greensboro area, the triad. They covered the triangle. Now they need to cover the triad, okay? Come on, Locast, get your act together. I give them a hard time because I really want Locast in our area. It's awesome. And I am a contributor, as I pointed out before. So there, I'm giving you money. Give me Locast. All right, next item, a YouTube video. This YouTube video is the new features of Android 12 Beta 2. Beta 2. Okay, check this out. These are the new features that are in the new version of Android, which is not out yet. I mean, it's out in Beta 2, but it's not out officially. So I'm looking forward. I'm really hoping that my phone, which is a Samsung, will upgrade to version 12 when the time comes for an upgrade, okay? When it's officially released and Samsung gets to put their little tweakiness in it, I hope they'll go ahead and do that. Whoa! Yes, that's the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Geek Software of the Week drum roll is for Ventoy. As it says there on the screen, Ventoy is a very interesting Geek Software of the Week, I gotta say. You can put that on your USB stick. I have here before me a tiny little USB stick. You can put Ventoy on your USB stick, and along with other operating system ISOs, like, you know, the file which you can use to install a Linux distribution, for instance, an ISO file. They support other formats as well. WIM, Image, VHD, EFI, ISO, all of those formats. Okay? But here's what you do. You create your USB stick with Ventoy. You copy your ISOs or your image files for your distributions or whatever it is to the USB stick. And then it gives you a menu that looks like this. Okay? That menu up on your screen when you boot off of the USB stick, and you can then select the different distributions or whatever it is, and then, you know, run them. You don't have to necessarily install them, but you can. You can install it from there. And this little Ventoy utility is a super handy utility. So I thought it was worth pointing out as a Geek Software of the Week and actually highlighting it with a title card for this show. So check that out. If you're the kind of guy that loves to install, or gal, you know, I'm inclusive, guy or gal, who wants to install different distros and try them out and do it in an easy way, then Ventoy is your solution, your go-to solution. Okay? Cool. Now, last item for this particular show. This is going to be a fairly short episode. And that is that Loki is out on Disney Plus. Now, I posted this on June 11th, so it's a bit slightly old news, but it started Wednesday night as I wrote this. So we're coming up on the second episode really soon, this coming Wednesday, and it has tons of fun. Tom Hiddleston is just awesome as Loki. I love this character. He's a lot of fun, and so is Mobius. Mobius, which is actually in the comics, is Mobius M. Mobius. Alliterative. Or repetitive, at least. Anyway, is being played by... my mind just went blank to his name. Owen Wilson. Yes. Owen Wilson. Just popped in my head. Owen Wilson... joins him as Mobius, and the repartee between the two characters is fun. Okay? So check it out. This Loki is a variant from the original, according to the timeline, according to the TVA, which is the Time Variant Authority. And they want him to help basically find and isolate the other Lokis that are out there, including a female version. That should be interesting. So there you go. How many of you would predict a Loki falling in love with himself as a female Loki? You gotta know that's a possibility. Anyway, loads of fun. Check it out. You will enjoy it. It's on Disney Plus, so if you don't have Disney Plus, sorry. But hopefully you do and you can tune in because I enjoy this show. Only been one episode out for me so far that I've seen. Next one should be out tomorrow? Tomorrow, I believe. So I'm looking forward to it. Also, I didn't mention this in the blog, but Bad Batch, I think I mentioned this before, is on Disney Plus as well, as a sort of a continuation of Clone Wars. I'm enjoying that. There's just lots of good stuff coming on. Okay? Many things are happening in the geek realm, geek culture realm. So I'm down with that. Okay? Oh, by the way, this camera that I'm using right here is a Sony A6400. It is a 4K camera. Now, I'm not shooting at 4K right now. I'm shooting at 1080. But it is capable of 4K, and it's an awesome camera. It's my latest, greatest acquisition. And, of course, I also have the camcorder that I didn't use this show, but it's also 4K. So both my cameras here in the studio are now 4K. So that's cool. The jury is out on whether 4K is a good thing for me, because for basic shows and streaming, I really don't see the advantage to 4K right now, but that's the direction we're headed, so I want to be ready for it. And I really do like this camera in terms of its capabilities, the 6400, so big upgrade, okay? I sold the 5100, and it sold very quickly on eBay, so I've got another camera I'm going to be selling soon, the Canon SL2. Complete outfit, four lenses, carrying bag, the whole nine yards. So stay tuned for that. Watch for that. I'm going to be selling it at a super deal. So check that out. So, and all of that just to pay for this camera. Whoa. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. Had a good time. We'll catch you next time. Remember, until then, the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.